A couple of weeks ago, way back, and we had a study on Abraham. And if you all are on our Hope Community Group message page, if not, let me know and we'll get you on there, because we're going to ask trivia questions. And the first one was, who did Abraham, I think the question was, who did Abraham go and save? And the answer was Lot, of course. And Pam and Robert answered it in their thing, kind of sneakily, saying it was Lot. Of course, it was Lot. And I said I'd give a candy bar. Pam said she doesn't want a candy bar. Amy, do you want Pam's candy bar? Can't have them. Well, Robert, you ready for a candy bar? I think Robert got it too, because I asked, what did the, I know. The question was, Melchizedek was from what city? It was Salem. He was from Salem. But where was Salem? What famous city do we know that Salem became? They changed the name to it. Jerusalem. And Robert got it, but I will let you have it, win it, Garland. Do you want a Snickers or do you want M&Ms? And you're a diabetic too, so eat it very cautiously. What did you say? M&Ms. Yesterday I sent out a question, and I had two people say they knew it, but didn't answer it. Let me see what it was. It's all the way down here. I see it. I've slept since then because it's gone out of my brain. What did Isaac have in common with his father, Abraham? What did Abraham do, and Isaac did the same thing? Jacob. That's right. He said his wife was his sister, just like his good old poppy did. So, and he wasn't even around to hear that. So, yes. So, Snickers is all I got. So, just continue to look. Every week I'll send a trivia question out. And it may not be candy. I know some of you are diabetic. I will try to get something else that's healthier. Yeah. But anyway, I know. Nobody is. So we're going to study Isaac today. Genesis 21, or Genesis 17, we'll kind of start there. Where it talks about where God is telling Abraham and Sarah that they're going to have a child. But Isaac is a very little, he's kind of a character that, that Isaac, you know, because you had Jacob. Jacob was a lot about him, and Abraham, of course, his dad. But Isaac was a great, great guy. He took on his father's characteristics in almost every way. He loved his parents. He loved his parents. And he tried to raise his sons in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, just like we all try to do. But he was very similar into how Abraham loved the Lord. And Abraham was faithful and had faith in God. And we'll learn a little bit more about that as we go through it. But any of you, what did you find out this week about Isaac? Am I going to have to give a test? There we go. Jacob. Laughter, it sure does. You know why? Because Sarah laughed the angel told her. Abraham laughed when he told the God told him. And then when Sarah was fixing to have the baby, she laughed. So he was a very happy child. Laughter. His name meant laughter. Very good, Jacob. Anybody else? Well, Isaac was born to, and he was a son of promise. He was promised to his parents. Sarah was barren for however many years. She was, 99? She was old when she had Isaac. And Abraham was 100 whenever God told him that he was going to have a child. I guess she was 90. He was 100. She was 90. And they didn't wait on God like many of us do. We don't. They didn't wait. They got a little ahead of God, thinking that Sarah was never going to have a child, and so she gave Hagar, her handmaid, to Abraham, which was not a good mistake. Men. We women tell you things, and we really don't mean them. You know. I'm sure Sarah was waiting for Abraham to say, "No, honey. No, that's not a good idea, because we're going to wait on the Lord." But Abraham didn't. He said, "Oh, that's a good idea." And it caused him a whole bunch of trouble, and it has caused the world a whole bunch of trouble since then. But Hagar had Ishmael, but Ishmael will not be the one that will get the heir to the covenant and the blessing that God had given Abraham. Well, they will, as soon as Isaac was born and he became a young child, Sarah became very jealous of Hagar and Ishmael, and so she had Abraham send them away. But you know, God protected them too. God loves people. Even though that was not the plan that God had for this family, God still loved them and took care of Hagar and her son Ishmael. But we just talked about it, that in Genesis 17, Abraham will laugh whenever he is told that he will have this child. And Sarah laughed in Genesis 18. And so that's the reason why they named him Isaac. And God told them that they would name that Isaac the name. And so Abraham also, we talked about his birth, how he came to being, but Isaac's testimony in his life was a person of faith, just like his father. And we understand that when Abraham took Isaac when he was just a young boy. He was probably a young teenage boy and said, "Hey, we're going to go up to the Mount Moriah and we're going to sacrifice." And took the wood and took everything but the animal, the sacrifice. And he was obedient to his father and went with them. They loaded up the donkey. It was a 3-day journey that they took to Mount Moriah. So I'm sure that Isaac had a lot of questions. "Well, Dad, where's the sacrifice? What are we going to do with the sacrifice? Are we going to get the sacrifice when we get up there?" So I'm sure that he had lots of questions. And then once they get to the mountain, they leave the servants and Isaac and Abraham go up the mountain. And Abraham proves God did this for a test. Has God ever tested you for something? Did you pass the test? Or did you fail? Well, Abraham passed the test. Abraham had so much trust in God and so much faith in God that even if he did kill Isaac, I think Abraham knew that God could bring him back from the dead. But would come back. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. He didn't know how he was going to do it, but he felt like he was coming back with Isaac. And Isaac saw that faith. I'm sure Abraham told him that God said, I was to sacrifice you. Well, he tied him up and put him on the altar. What would your child do if you tied him up? They wouldn't go willing, would they? I watched 12 of them this week. No, they would not go willingly. And I think that was David's idea. Where is David? No. Yeah. No. He did very good. I was proud of him. It was me there. But anyway, they found the ram in the thicket and they offered it instead. That analogy were of the offering was, it mirrors God sacrificing his only son, Jesus Christ, to be sacrificed. And so that lamb literally was the sacrifice for Abraham and Isaac. And all humanity now has that sacrifice that Jesus Christ did for us. We're coming closer to the Easter season. And it's amazing. We live our lives and we think about what Jesus has done for us. But when it comes to Easter, it's amazing how it brings back that fact of what Jesus did for us and what God did for us. But anyway, Abraham's faith transferred to Isaac, and Isaac saw how Abraham trusted God and Isaac trusted God and throughout his life. Well, Isaac's mother, Sarah, will die when he was 28 years old. Young man, losing his mom, and I'm sure he loved his mom and dad. He loved her, missed her. And so upon his death, Abraham decides he wants to make sure that that Isaac has a good wife. He did not want the wife to come from the Canaanites. So he sent Eliezer to his cousin's brother, Sarah's brother's house, Nahor, and to find a wife for Isaac. And Isaac was, or Rebecca was, they said in the Bible, was beautiful. She was a beautiful young lady. And Eliezer, when he saw her, he goes, that's the one right there. That's the one I want for Isaac. And talked to the parents, and they agreed, and she agreed to go. And as soon as they got back and Isaac saw Rebecca, I'm sure as beautiful as he was, whoa, I'm glad you didn't get one from the Canaanites. But anyway, they loved each other. And like Sarah, Rebecca was barren, could not have any children. And so what did Isaac do? Does anybody know what Isaac did whenever she could not have children? He prayed. He prayed to God. He said, would you make Sarah be able to conceive and have children? And God answered that prayer. And she was going to conceive and have twins. I wonder if that was the first twins of the Bible. Probably not. You think so? Anyway, first one's mentioned. Anyway, so Jacob and Esau are born. Isaac will be 60 years old whenever Jacob and Esau are born. And Isaac's favorite son was who? Esau. And Rebecca's favorite son was Jacob. Esau liked to go out and farm and with the cattle and with the sheep. And Jacob liked to stay home and with it. Yeah. Take care of mom and all. Yeah. And in this generation, this culture, the firstborn was the one that was to get the inheritance. The other ones were to get something, but they were to receive the full inheritance. And so Jacob's So Isaac's blessing should have gone to Esau. But Jacob and Rebekah kind of developed the scheme, but it really wasn't all their fault, because Esau, we'll talk a little bit more about this next week, Esau gave up his birthright. And it didn't mean that much to him, but it did mean something to Jacob. And so Rebekah and Jacob were a little bit deceitful with Isaac. He couldn't see very well, and they went and killed something and put fur stuff all over Jacob. You remember the story as a kid? Jacob fooled Isaac into giving him the blessing. And that caused a lot of problems in the family. Have you ever seen it? Problems caused in the family when one child is preferred over another child? It causes a lot of trouble. We should, as parents, should never do that. We should always love them both the same. Sometimes it's hard when you have a difficult child, but that means they just need a little bit more love. Esau will go and marry the heathen women of the Canaanites. And so it's kind of an analogy between the two families. Abraham's firstborn son, Ishmael, did not get the blessing, but his secondborn son, Isaac, did. And Ishmael went on and was from a foreign country where Isaac, the blessing from God, went through his line. And Isaac now with Jacob and Esau. Esau was the firstborn and did not get the blessing, but Jacob, the secondborn, did. Esau went after the Canaanite women, where Jacob kept his line pure for the line through Jesus Christ. So a lot of analogies there. Now Jacob will come back after he leaves, because after he's deceitful, Rebekah was afraid that somebody was going to kill her favorite son Jacob, so he sent him off to her brother Laban, but he will come back when Isaac was 180 years old. Wait, I'm sorry. That's when Isaac died. Then he will come back later and visit his father Isaac in Hebron, and then Isaac will die when he's 180 years old, and he will be buried by both Jacob and Esau. So there was a little bit of, they got back together, their differences, but they still, the two never, the countries are still fighting today, and still not liking each other. Well, Abraham died when Isaac was about 75, and he left everything to him. Just another similarity where we talked about that that Isaac said his wife was his sister. There was a famine in the land, and God told Isaac not to go to Egypt. Stay where you're at, remain in the land, and he would provide. And so God promises to be with Isaac and bless him and make sure this land is given to his descendants. And he will reconfirm that covenant that he made with Abraham through Isaac, and tell Isaac that your family, your descendants, will be as the stars in the sky, and they will be blessed. And all nations, they will be blessed. And that's in Genesis 26. So Isaac will remain in the land, but because of him being fearful of people coming in, he did tell them that his wife was his sister. It was really his cousin, but it was his sister. But God protected Rebekah just like he protected Sarah. Isaac's crops will be bountiful even in the drought. He became more wealthy. the Philistine kings there in Canaan will get mad and tell Isaac to move. So Isaac will move and dig another well, and the well will bring forth water, and their plants will grow, and he'll become more wealthy, and it'll make the Philistines mad again. So he has to move, and so he digs another well. The cycle goes on. But God will take care of Isaac during that famine. Well, when Isaac dies, both the sons will come back, Isaac and Esau, and will bury their father. And bury him and make sure that he is taken care of. And just some things to go down through about Isaac's life. He was like Abraham. He encountered many of the same trials and blessings. And he was faithful to trust his father when it didn't make sense. And that made his faith grow in the Lord. Isaac spent time meditating God's word. You find that in Genesis 24:63. It says Isaac loved his mother even years after her death. And you find that in Genesis 24:67. Isaac did things like his father that were not honoring, like he did, lied about it, his wife. And that just makes, and you don't want people to make mistakes, but when you see people make mistakes, it just means they're human like us. Do any of you make mistakes? We all make mistakes. So it just makes that these people that are in the Bible were humans, just like us, had everyday trials. I'm not quite sure I would have wanted to sleep in a tent, all the time. I'm sorry, that's just not me. When I go on vacation, I want a pool. Laying by a pool with a nice bed, But anyway, they had a rough life. It's what they knew, but their life was rough. Isaac had an encounter with God like his father in Genesis chapter 26-24-25. Isaac considered his blessing on his children to be important. And like his father, Isaac had two sons that went at totally different directions in their relationship with the Lord. Have you noticed that many times in the same household, same family, that the children will have totally different relationships with the Lord? You may have one that listens to the Lord and all, and then you have one that rebels, and they were in the same household, were raised the same way. That means that we all have that in us to be an individual and to grow with the Lord. It's up to us. It's not up to our parents. It's not up to our church. It's not up to the preacher for us to grow individuals. We do that on our own. So just some things about Isaac again and his story. It's kind of a narrative story. There are some applications that we can apply to our lives. Isaac had a heart of surrender to God's will. He loved his family. He loved his parents. Demonstrates God's faithfulness to the promise that God gave him. He thought it was important to raise his children right. He became for many generations the Jewish nation. When they described their God, when they described God, they called him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac was always mentioned when they described God, and all. But and then just some facts, since we're not going to study Rebecca. Rebecca, just some five facts about her. Her name means to captivate. So it kind of reflects that the attention that Abraham's servant, when he saw her, he was kind of captivated by her presence, her beauty. It also means in Bible Gateway, her name means to tie a rope for animals or a noose. So her beauty just drew in Isaac and put the noose around his neck, and he was a goner. I thought that was funny. Isaac and Rebekah's biblical union is mirrored in most modern Jewish marriage rites. Rebekah will veil her, she veiled herself, put a veil over her face as she came to be joined with Isaac. And then it also mirrors that the groom's veil, the groom will take the veil off as the wedding begins. I guess that's kind of how we get our used to. Most brides don't wear a veil over their face anymore, but they used to. Rebecca's pregnancy hurt so much that she prayed to die. God told her that she had twins, that she had two boys, Jacob and Esau. And these two boys, they said, fought in her womb. And they fought once they got out of her womb. They said, in the Bible, in the verses, it says, when Esau was born, Jacob had a hold of his foot, of Esau's foot, when he come out. He was like, no, you get back here. I'm getting out first. she said, and the verses are Genesis 25, 22 through 23. It says, if it is like this, why go on living? And so she consults the Lord, and the Lord answers her and says, two nations are in your womb. Two people are separating while still within you. But one will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. That's the reason why Rebecca felt like that Jacob should get the blessing. She also helped Jacob deceive Isaac with some cooking. She did the cooking for him. When he was on his deathbed, he will give that blessing to Jacob instead of Esau. And Rebekah saved her son Jacob's life by sending him away and having Isaac send him away. So a lot of good stuff about Isaac. If you did not get to study very much, make sure you're studying. He was a miracle child. He was not really, should have been born, but by a miracle. And because of Abraham and Sarah's age. And so God wanted him here. And God wants every child to be here. I don't care what the situation. He wants every child to be here and to be loved. But anyway, a little bit about Isaac. You have any? Did any of you, as we studied it, think of something else that you learned about Isaac? No? Well, we will be studying Jacob, and I'm sure we'll have a little bit of Esau in there with them next week.